Hello everybody, today we're going to discuss more reasons we should stay in shape according to our Chazal, or sages, and then contrast that with a line to Tehillim, which seems to say the opposite, or at least something different. So Chazon Ish says, taking good care of one's health is a beloved activity in the eyes of Hashem. And the Bais Yosef says, in the so-called work, that someone who endangers himself is to be punished. And goes on, and then Ramchal disparages anyone who dismisses the importance of paying attention to his health, condemning him as a complete fool. Okay, we're now going to see the other side. It says in Tehillim 116:6 that Hashem, God, protects the fools. So someone might say, we know we appear to be foolish in leading a sedentary lifestyle and not seeing fit, but after all, it says Hashem takes care of people like us, right? It says Hashem protects fools. So this may seem like a sound reasoning. However, the author points out that there are several instances where the Gemara invokes the citation in Tehillim that Hashem protects fools. But this is when allowing people who may be clueless about the risks and talent to go undergo certain procedures. Again, that means that the user, the person, is clueless. So the author says this doesn't really apply to today. See, it's so obvious, it's so passionate that we can hardly claim we're clueless about living a healthy lifestyle. That if someone's going to say, everyone's smoking cigarettes, and here, I'm going to smoke too. I'm going to be, say, Hashem protects a fool. Is it this, not even like being a fool, everyone knows, right? That people know smoking kills, and millions of people have died from lung cancer and other associated cancers from smoking. So you wouldn't even fall into that category of someone who's clueless about this. And it's the same thing about sedentary lifestyle. You know, we've talked so much about sitting down actually kills. It hurts your body in so many different ways. And then so the Torah affirms that keeping fit is a mitzvah. The Torah says it's a mitzvah to conduct himself by observing the proper attributes of behavior required to protect one's health in order to be healthy and strong to serve one's creator. And the Rama also closed the Maharal of Prague. His strong words for those who knowingly allow themselves to be imperiled by not taking care of themselves. Again, this is not the clueless. This is someone who knowingly does it. He who endangers himself is as if he is repulsed by the wishes of his creator, and he rejects both Hashem and his wishes. His with a capital H. Such a person desires nothing to serve Hashem, God, nor receive his reward, and there's no profanation worse than this. So again, not everybody knows all the benefits of exercise, but just what everyone knows, that exercise is good for him, they know that smoking is bad, and they know how important it is to move around and stay fit and take care of our bodies. Okay, hatzlacha rabbah, have a wonderful day.